All right, so next up we've got Hot Pink Halo.
Like a brush across a page, this tube drags me around. We split the sky, we split the light, the colors compound. Paint a picture, draw a line between the future and the past. Set the scene, adjust the
And when I first heard this, like, I did a bit of a double take. To me, it sounded like Pump the Brakes from Vowel Sounds. And I was getting kind of a Vowel Sounds vibe initially. And this was from a couple Narayans back when they did Pump the Brakes. And I like the energy of the song, and I think the chorus is kind of catchy. And in general, the melodies in the song are pretty decent. And I'm liking what I can make out of the lyrics, but there are a couple of issues that sort of sink this song for me. Like, the harmony vocals are more often off-pitch than they are on, I think. Like, at least in the beginning, like, you hear on the lines, colors compound and draw a line. Like, the harmony vocals are noticeably flat, which ends up, like, souring the vocals when they're supposed to be sweetening the vocals. And I just think it's important to scrutinize the backing vocals with the same critical ear that you give to your lead. And if they're not exactly right, you gotta re-record them or pitch correct them or just get them right. So let's say you hear a song and the chorus goes, "Smoke on the Water." And you go, hey, what's that song called? We call this Drag Me Around. And you're like, no, it's Smoke on the Water. This song really wants to be Ultramarine, and that was the song that she wanted to write, and that's the song she wrote. It just wasn't the song that was assigned.
Yeah, I thought it was Ghostbusters.
that's my usual example, right?
Yeah. You stole all my notes. You said everything I wanted to say, really. I mean, I thought it was a charming, fun song with really great lyrics, but a lot of those backing vocals really miss their notes. You know, you really need to do more takes and hit those notes or tune them artificially like I do. You know, I miss every note. I miss every note. But I use Flex in Logic to tune them to the right note. And that's how I sound as if I can sing backing vocals when we both know that I can't.
Shh, don't give away all of our secrets, Ryan. You can sing backing vocals. You're talented.
Ow! Yeah. No, but yeah, so sure, you know, Drag Me Around is in the first line of the lyrics, but again, the name of this song is Ultramarine, just like you mentioned too. But anyway, okay, so the main thing though is that I can hear the wonderful song within this song, but I think the vocal performance is obscuring its qualities. Like, I get that this is a good, wonderful, high-quality composition that can be done very, very well, but the sour notes on the harmony tank it. It really does. So I get it. I admire this song in some ways. I just wish that the recording was a little bit better, and in particular, those sour notes just really ruin it for me. I'm saying the same thing over and over.
That's all right. Stop. Keep going. You're really getting the point home.
Did I mention anything about the harmonies?